Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Great to have you with us on the number one motivational show on planet Earth. Shout out to all of the dads. It's a Father's Day weekend 2014. It is actually June 14th, 2014. Father's Day weekend today is Saturday, but you know what? Every day is Saturday on your calendar, champion. Want to give a shout out to all the listeners all around the world who tune in via iTunes, as well as Stitcher Radio, and of course, the world famous EverydayIsSaturday.com. Just a few of the places you can listen to this podcast. And I would love for you to subscribe and also leave a great review on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio. Just go to Stitcher.com. iTunes. I love reading the reviews. New one came in just a couple days ago from Rich Safari titled Best Podcast in the World. And it says simply the best podcast in the world. Rich content, action oriented, first class, filled with energy and passion. There's no other way out of this podcast but to take action on your dream. Happy to be a part of the champions team. I'm all fired up. Rich, you're awesome, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate those kind words. And everybody that leaves a comment on iTunes, I read it on a podcast just to give everybody inspiration, man. I'm listening to you. I know you're listening to me. So you're never going to get to your Saturday doing it your own. Never, ever. I tried it. Let me tell you, I tried it. I tried doing it on my own. Tried creating websites. Tried getting booked to speak. Tried to make a dollar here and there. Could never do it on my own. I was the one that provided the action. I was the one that got up at 4 in the morning, went to my job ahead of everybody else before anybody else got there so I could use the copier, the fax, the internet, all that stuff without any distractions. It actually is pretty awesome, man. Getting up early in the morning, I've shared this on several podcasts, but I'll tell you, it all changed, man. I remember like it was yesterday, 1992. I made a conscious decision to start getting into work. We had what was called flex time. And you could get in anywhere between 7 a.m. and 8:30, and you got out of work anytime between 4 in the afternoon till 5:30. So why wouldn't you want to get out at 4 in the afternoon? All it required was getting into work 90 minutes earlier than usual. Some people don't like it. I get it. I mean, some people are not morning people. I was not a morning person at the age of 24 years old. But the pleasure, right? It's all about the pleasure pain principle. The pleasure of getting out of work at 4 o'clock and being, you know, able to jumpstart your afternoon. I had a dog at the time, so I used to get out of work and go home and get Petey, my Boston Terrier, and we'd go take him to the park every day, and just to be able to get out early, you know. Another thing it allowed me to do what I needed to get done with, which is my kryptonite, our distractions. It's the reason I sit, you know, front row of church, front row of concerts, front row when I'm going to speaking, when I listen to speakers. When I need to pay attention, I sit in the front row because I have no distractions. When I need to get work done, I get up early because there's nobody else up early that morning. Just, I don't know what the percentages are, but they got to be low, low, low. The amount of people that get into work before 6 in the morning, obviously 5 in the morning. And the earlier I got in, guys, one time I got into work, I got up at 2:30 in the morning because I was so fired up about a project that was actually related to work. It was kind of a new thing that we were doing and a new project we were working on. And yeah, I used to get excited about that stuff, you know. And when I wanted something to be done right, I knew I had to get in early because I had nobody around me. Hey, Crowley, let's go to lunch. Let's go here. Let's go there. What'd you do? How's the weekend? All that stuff. You know, and I used to get excited, but then that excitement went, and I get bored so easily. I was just telling my wife today, we were at the, hey, by the way, thank you so much. For all the nice tweets, at Sam Crowley on Twitter, I announced my wife is expecting our fourth child. We are excited. She'll be 16 weeks along in just a couple days. We waited to announce it. High-risk pregnancy. My wife is 44 years old. We lost our very first baby, which was a boy, Matthew, at 20 weeks along. Had to deliver him, have him baptized, and give him up. Right in the hospital room, it sucked. It was the worst day of my life up to that point, and I'd never wish it on anybody, but hey, it happened. There was my boy. Came and went. So, you know, another thing, though, this is just the way I believe God works. We would never have had Madeline, Laura, and Paige had Matthew not given his life back on April 19th of 2000, because Madeline was born March 18th of 2001. So I'll tell you what, never question events in your life as if, you know, oh, I can't believe that happened to me. What happened? Something has happened in your life. Maybe, and I'm just being led to go this way. I may not even get to the topic that I was going to talk about today, but I'm just being led to help the hurting. To help the hurting today. What happened in your life this week, last month, this year, 2014? Something happened and it hurt pretty bad, you know? And I'm here to tell you that that pain goes away. That hole closes up. And a bigger and better, stronger action and reaction and event is going to happen in your life as a result of that negative. You know, let me just kind of frame this right. Something has happened. If you've lost a loved one, maybe you've lost a job. Heck, maybe you've lost confidence. You know, maybe you're feeling despair. I have people send me tweets that have contemplated suicide and plugged into the Everyday is Saturday message, and it has turned their life around. And I don't take any credit for that whatsoever. I'm just saying it could be me or it could be somebody else, but you had to take the action to plug into this podcast. Maybe you think, hey, this Crowley guy, he's the only one that gets me. Out of everything I listen to and all the people that I listen to, Sam Crowley is the only person that gets it because he's authentic. He wears his, you know, all of his warts on his sleeve. And I think that's a really cool way to go through life. I'm not a drama queen. I mean, I'm not out there putting all my dirty laundry out there because I want pity. I'm putting all my failures out there to help empower somebody like you. If you've had a bad day, a bad week, a bad year, I get it, man. But you know what else is going to happen? You're going to have an amazing rest of this week, this month, and this year as a result of that negative action that happened. Because the reason that happened, and this is just the world according to Sam Crowley, could be completely wrong, but this is the way I've lived my life, and it's never once let me down. Life sucks sometimes. It just does. Bad things happen to good people, and bad events happen in the lives of other people. And I'm really happy you're listening to this message today, and I'm really happy I'm delivering it because I had no plans. I literally just got home from Kings Island with the kids this morning, and it was funny. I was telling my wife, I'm bored. I'm just bored of Diamondback and Banshee now. And she's like, oh, my God, you have got to solve this boredom problem. You get bored so easily. And I do. That's the whole reason I do all the stuff I do, the crazy stuff I do. I just get so bored. But you know, as I was talking about, the reason I got on the topic of bad things happen to good people, we're expecting our fourth child, we're in a high-risk pregnancy, and we have no reason to think we're going to have an amazing delivery on or around December 7, 2014. And I joke a lot, oh, you know, the Chinese lunar calendar said I was having a boy, by the way. I posted that on my Facebook page. So no need for a sonogram. We're dialed in on the Chinese lunar calendar, and it's a boy. So that's good news. So thank you so much for all the prayers. That's all I needed to do. We don't even need to go to the sonogram. It's just kind of a foregone conclusion at this point. But, you know, losing a child, losing a parent, losing a loved one, losing a job, losing confidence, whatever it is that you've lost, you're going to gain so much more. I look at my oldest daughter and my middle child and my youngest child, and they would have never come into the world had we not lost our very first pregnancy at 20 weeks. And it was a very difficult time. It was a dark time in both my wife and I's lives at the time. But, man, we were young, and we hadn't, you know, it was our first time having a child or trying to have a child. And, you know, if it's the first time you're trying anything and it doesn't go the way you want it, you don't give up. You know, entrepreneurs, I think they're in the United States alone, I believe less than 13% of people are entrepreneurs. Does that make sense? So out of everybody who's in business or has an out of the adult, let's just say the adult population, okay, less than 13% are entrepreneurs. Why? because there's a lot of risk involved. I mean, there's a lot of risk involved when you decide to do something as crazy as what you have decided to do. And look, I don't think it's crazy. I think it's fantastic that you're actually going down that road because the reward is amazing. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, and it has zero to do, as I talked about a lot this week. One of the titles of the podcast was talking about this as well, but it has zero to do with monetary compensation. That's going to be your reward, but that's going to be in direct proportion to the value that you're going to bring. But man, less than 13% of the adult population are entrepreneurs. And I find that amazing, but I find that inspiring. I find that motivating. That in and of itself says that you're now separated from Averageville, from all the common folk out there. And here's what I was going to talk about today. So I'll get into this message briefly today, what I wanted to share with you. Find somebody, just one person. Find one person who believes in you. Because the power that that has on your journey to Saturday is immeasurable. Just find one person that believes in you. Somebody who really does sincerely, they're happy for what you're doing right now, whether it's your blog or your podcast or your website or your speaking career or your internet marketing career or your brick and mortar business or heck, even the job that you're doing in the workplace. I would find just one person, preferably a mentor, somebody who was above me on the food chain and the corporate pyramid, and I knew that they believed in me, that they were sincerely happy for what I was trying to do, because I was always pushing the envelope, and you are too. At least you want to. Now, whether you've actually pushed the envelope as far as you can, probably not. Most people just hold back a little bit out of fear. You know, they're a little bit afraid of what's going to happen. But when you find an individual that really does believe in you, it's just amazing, man. It's like everything opens up because you turn to that person and you see how proud they are of you. For me, it was mentors in the corporate world that I would go and seek and find, and I knew they believed in me. I knew they believed that, yeah, I was taking on these different projects at work that were kind of crazy, and you know, I was a little bit boisterous, you know, loud. Imagine that, you know. And then when I decided to go for my entrepreneurial dream, I couldn't find anybody. I mean, honest to God, I couldn't find anybody that believed in me. My wife believed in me, but, and I'm not saying this as a dig at her, but I sometimes wonder, did she really believe me, or was she just saying, "You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it," because the only alternative was we go broke, you know? But it, like I told her at the time, I said, hey, even if you're lying, man, I need to hear it. But I would find mentors and I would find individuals around, you know, either locally within my church or my community or civic organizations or just coffee guys that I would grab a cup of coffee with at Panera Bread, and I would tell them about my dream. They're like, wow, man, that's so cool. And I was building a website. I would show them. I remember a couple guys in particular, we'd have coffee every couple of weeks at Panera Bread, and I'd, you know, bring my laptop, and I was so proud that I was building this brand called Every Day is Saturday. And they were, I wouldn't say they were in awe, that's probably too strong a word, but they were majorly impressed with, you know, the fact that they knew my story. I quit my job, I went bankrupt, and I didn't have an opportunity to really, you know, launch this thing like I wanted to. So they knew that I was kind of bootstrapping this mission together and trying to grab a speaking gig here or there, anywhere I could. But I would just go to lunch with people who believed in me. And, you know, if you're looking to family and you're looking to close friends right now and they're not there, like you can tell that they're just not believing 100%. Look, don't feel that ain't on them. They just don't know what they don't know. You got to forgive them and harvest the best of what's going on outside of there, because you're going to be sorely disappointed when you go to family members and friends and show them how excited you are about this dream and this mission that you're on, and they're looking at you like, oh, all right, yeah, okay, yeah, well, I mean, hey, good luck. I mean, keep us posted, or even worse, they're just like, what are you, crazy? Are you out of your mind? You know what I mean? So be very careful in that respect, that you don't put too much weight into the opinions of close friends and family, because you're just going to be disappointed. You know what's going to bring everybody together is when you start taking action. And you don't even need results. You know, I'm talking, for example, you want to be a speaker. You know, people see you start getting speaking gigs, or you talk, hey, what'd you do this week? Oh, I spoke to a group of network marketers over there. Oh, wow, really? Yeah, they're not going to, some might say, did you make money? Did you give it? Because half the population is like, oh my God, did you make any money? How much money? I mean, people are so rude. So how much did you pay for a house, your car? What did your windows cost? How about the carpeting? All right, you know, all that stuff. But people are going to want, most of the people are just going to be like, wow, She really is doing it. She, son of a gun, she said she was going to start a speaking career, and look at what she's doing. You want to get people believing in you? They're just waiting on you. They're waiting for you to take action. You know, they're waiting for you to actually do one thing that you said you're going to do and not just talk about it. So many people just talk about it, you know? Yeah, I think I'm going to be a speaker or something. Yeah, no, you're not, because you've been talking about that for 10 years. I think I'm going to move to Florida and get a condo, and I'm going to buy real estate, and I'm going to be a real estate agent. No, you're not, okay? It's time for you to kind of step up and step into your greatness. You know what I mean? And find people that believe in you. And, hey, don't beat yourself up over all the past failures. I did, and I'm going to continue to fail. I've probably failed 100 times this past week, you know, and adversity also. Adversity is going to hit, and man, it may hit hard. I mean, it may feel like a body blow that you can't get back up off the canvas from, but I'm here to tell you, if you can peel yourself back up off of that canvas and be able to stand up and understand, say, wow, that was a good punch, man. That was good. That was good. And whatever it was, whether it was a health, whether it was death in the family, whether it was a financial disaster, say, just get up off the canvas. Say, wow, that was a good punch. And then you say, is that all you got? Come on. That's all you got. Seriously? You took all my money? That's it? That's all you got? Come on. You gave me that little cancer scare? Would you think I was going to go whittling away after that? Seriously. My husband left me with four kids. No money, that's all you got? I mean, that's the biggest blow I'm going to get my entire life, and I've got another 30 years to rebound from that? Bring it, baby. Game freaking on. My name's Sam Crowley. I hope all the dads out there will be back again tomorrow, June 15th, with a Father's Day message for you. Talk a little bit about my dad, who's still alive. Only met him twice, though, and I'll share that experience with you as well as what I think. I'll just share my thoughts with you tomorrow. I hope it inspires all the fathers out there, but I also want to inspire the mothers, the entrepreneurs, everybody out there, man. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.